All right, Ford isn't playing around with its transition to electric cars. Along with SK Innovation, the two will invest $11.4 billion to build new EV and battery manufacturing plants in the United States. Major investment here by Ford. Now, I caught up with Ford CEO Jim Farley ahead of today's show. We talked a lot about why they're making this investment and also to the chip supply shortage, telling me that he is seeing improving supply of chips compared to the second quarter, but he sees it as an issue continuing to 2022. Now, on the topic of these major new investments, interesting what he told me on why it is important to build these plants, get that battery production back into America.
Yes, all through Asia, Japan, South Korea, and China. And, you know, the technology, they made the bet on the technology, whether it's lithium ion, NCM, or even iron phosphate, you know, they have the lead. Now, in America, we have a lot of cool companies that are doing solid state. But, you know, we missed on that chemistry change. And the Asian countries and companies have the lead. That's why we have to partner with companies like SK. They have great quality. We bought batteries from everyone. We think this is the right company to partner with. But we have to learn how to do this ourselves in America.
And Julie, that is the battery. Who controls the battery supply chain is a big problem for a lot of EV makers. It's essentially dominated, as Jim mentioned, by Asia. A lot of the essentially five or six companies, Panasonic, Samsung, you name it. So it's important, the likes of Ford and, of course, the General Motors, with these big pushes into electric vehicles, and they're significant. Ford alone expects 50% of its global volume to come from electric vehicles by 2030. They have to start making batteries in this country.
You know, it's really interesting, too, thinking about the geography of where they're doing it, right? Isn't this plant going to be in Tennessee, or a big part of their investment is going to be in Tennessee? So it's interesting, the sort of moving center, if you will, of the auto business in that way. They have a long way to go, Brian, it feels like. I mean, I was just looking at the stats this morning, only 3% of vehicle sales in this country are currently electric vehicles. So it's very interesting to me, this push, this investment, this planning that all these companies are making. They're early, right? I mean, they're obviously trying to prepare for a big shift, but I wonder how quickly that shift is going to happen as it starts to gain steam. They've got those 150,000 pre-orders for the Lightning, right? Or their non-binding orders, let's call them. You know, but 150 is, we'll see how many of those actually are real, how many people take delivery of those. But I'm really curious to see how quickly all these numbers are going to start to ramp up in terms of actual deliveries.
They are, it's a good point, Julie. They are coming in a big way. I think over the next 5 years, you're going to see just an influx of these electric vehicles, not just from Ford. Certainly, their numbers will pick up when they start shipping the all-electric F-150 Lightning next year. The Mach-E has gotten a critical acclaim, very strong orders there as well. And then, of course, General Motors, I believe they're trying to get out 30 new electric vehicle models by 2025. So these it's just fascinating to see how these auto giants have really ramped things up here to take on the likes of Tesla, Lucid, and you name it. But overall, again, Ford shares right now up a lot in the pre-market. The top trending ticker right now on the Yahoo Finance platform, and that is Ford.